of the two reasons that the Gemara gives for Beishama Shita, that Polchais V'Holech, in lighting Nach Hanukkah, so one of the two is, can I get Parayachag? So not clear exactly what the connection between Parayachag is and Hanukkah. Let's just very briefly reflect on the Yom Tov of Sukkot, as well as Hanukkah, and perhaps the connection will emerge. There is a din with which we're all familiar. The Gemara in Sukkah says in Daf Tes that Chagas Sukkah Shivus Yamin LaShem, but just as Shem Shemayim is Chol al Chagiga, is Kach Shem Shemayim is Chol al Sukkah, and it's this drasha which is the basis for the din that Sukkah is Asur Bahanot. So it's interesting. So the Gemara says that Sukkah has a Kedusha comparable to Chagiga. Mitzvahs Lulav, arguably, probably what we're about to say is Talian Machlokas Rishonim, but Mitzvahs Lulav, Be'emez V'Ikaro, is a Mitzvahs Mikdash, and the Chiddush is that in Yom Rishon, it's Noeg B'Gvulin as well. The trend which begins to emerge, there are other rayas also, but I don't want to be marich now, is that Sukkot be'etzem is a Yom Tov of Mikdash. It's a Yom Tov of Mikdash, and the very special quality and feature of the Yom Tov of Sukkot is that despite the fact that it's a Yom Tov of Mikdash, it's one which the Torah says that we can observe, that we can be toleim, Kedushas Mikdash, b'chol makom, even shelo b'zman abayis, u'b'chol zman. Kedushas Mikdash, b'china of Kedushas Mikdash, that the Torah allows us to partake of, even chutz the Mikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is referred to as Sukkah, and in the Hoshanas, when we say Hoshana, Sukkah Shalem refers to the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash is referred to as Sukkah. So the Chora, amongst the Shalosh Regalim, that's the uniqueness of Sukkot, this Bechina of Kedushas Mikdash. And the emes is, that the Chora, you find the same, Legabi Nechanukah. Whether as indicated by the Shita of the Baal HaMor, that the Osir L'Hishtamish L'Ora, that the Isser L'Hishtamish L'Ora by Nechanukah is an Isser HaNor, which is modeled on Nerush HaBemikdash, whether it's the Medrash, the Ramban quotes at the beginning of Parshas Baaloscha, but Hanukkah also has this special quality, again, of being the Ikaro, a Yom Tov of Mikdash. That's why, otherwise somewhat puzzling, why the miracle of the this is an Arichas unto itself, but the Nes, Hashem in Mikdash wasn't so unique. It wasn't so different than the daily nace of the Ner Maravi, and yet it's this which gives the character to the entire Yom Tov of Hanukkah. So there it is. It's, among other things, it's to highlight, again, that the Yom Tov Be'ikar, that Hanukkah Be'ikaro, is also a Yom Tov, again, where there's a Bechina of Mikdash, that we have, again, the incredible opportunity over the days of Hanukkah to absorb, to be toleim, a bechin of Kedushas Mikdash. Svasemis has this idea in a few places. There's an edition of Svasemis on Hanukkah. So I'm reading you now from the introduction to that. The Malakit, a few places in which the Svasemis highlights this idea. Ochein b'yomim elu nimtza k'tzas he'ora, with an aleph, nimtza k'tzas he'ora mi'beis ha'mikdash. K'mo she'isa Chanukah remez l'menorah, v'chein me'irim elu ha'yomim she'yuchal kol ish yisrael lahalal u'lahodos la'ashem yizbarach, v'hishir lanu, this is a different passage, V'hishir lanu shiras v'sishbachos me'ein hashir shebemikdash, gam ato she'ein lanu v'es hamikdash. B'yamim ha'elu misnotzeitz ha'oros m'v'es hamikdash. So it's this common denominator which Sukkot and Chanukah have in common. And that's what Beis Shammai say, that the Hadlokas Me'achanukah should be modeled on the Pariah Chag. Now, when Polches V'Holech, so we end up, according to Beis Shammai, the last night, lighting one. The Hainu Polches V'Holech means that the Avodah is to ultimately recognize Yichud Hashem, that Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. Again, despite all the superficial perception of ribui and diversity in the world, but ultimately it's Hashem Echad, Ushmo Echad, and Ein Od Milvado. That's what Polches V'Holech. In Mikdash, it's the same thing. In Sukkot also, again, Mismaid V'Holech, Mikdash represents that awareness of Hashem Echad. That's why the Shem Havayah is pronounced Tichsivaso in Mikdash. Shmini Atzeres also culminates with the Par Echad. So that's the nature of Chanukah, a bechina of Kedushas Mikdash. And a time to recognize Yichud Hashem. Now the Ramban comments there's a famous comment in the Ramban in Parshas Korach in talking about Mikdash. Ramban is commenting on why was it that he made David HaMelech, when David HaMelech took the census and he counted the people directly, and because of that there was a Magefa. So the question is, if Klal Yisrael were being punished, so clearly it wasn't only the Chet of David HaMelech, but there was some HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there was some Midas Hadin against Klal Yisrael as a whole. So the question was, what precipitated that Midas Hadin against Klal Yisrael? So Rashi says he doesn't know. He's not sure. So the Ramban says, he thinks the pshat is like this. Shehoya onesh al Yisrael b'hisacher binyan beis ha-bechira. Shehoya ha-oron holech me'ohel al ohel kiger ba'oretz. Ein ha-shvatim mis'orerim le'mor Nidrosh es Hashem, v'nivna habayis l'shmo. Ki'inyan shenema l'shichna sidrushu v'vosu shama. Dehainu, Ramban emphasizes that binyan beis ha-bechira requires initiative. It requires a l'shichna sidrushu. Right? It's a very interesting phrase that the Torah uses. L'shichna sidrushu, a person has to be doresh, has to be looking, has to be desiring, there has to be a hisorus, there has to be an initiative. That initiative was lacking, b'mei David, and that's what precipitated the Midas Hadin. So Kedushas Mikdash isn't the present. Kedushas Mikdash is something which requires a hisorus. Chanukah also, perhaps amongst all the Yomim Tovim, has this feature as well, that Chanukah is a Yom Tov of Hishtadlus, of hisorus. There was a hisorus again from the Chashvonoim through their Mesiris Nefesh. There was a hisorus which brought about again this bechina that Chanukah has, he'ora with an aleph, he'ora of Kedushas Mikdash. Taka came about through this hisorus, through this drisha that the Ramban is talking about. This too you'll find in the Sfasemes and on Chanukah. Chanukah u'Purim heim moados shezochu lahem b'nei Yisrael b'ma'aseihem. Ma'aseihem ma'orin oso yizbarach. Sheharei chidshu b'ma'aseihem zmanim mekudoshim. And therefore, the Svasamis continues, and this is something which the other Svarim mention as well, Va'al yidei she'eila ha-moados zochu b'nei Yisrael lehem b'maaseihem. Precisely because Chanukah is so special in this respect, that it's a yomtiv which came about through a hisorus milamata, through a hishtadlus, precisely for that reason, the time is mesugol for people, for each and every one of us, to be misaken ourselves, to be misaken something in our lives. Lachen yochol limtzo bohem kol nefesh Yisrael tikuno. Ki yesh l'chol b'nei Yisrael dveikus v'shaychus lohem kanal. So Chanukah is a time precisely because through that drisha, through that hisorus, that we generated the Yom Tov of Chanukah, that we were able to generate this he'orah of Kedushas Mikdash. So Chanukah is a time which is mesugal for initiative. It's mesugal for initiative on two levels. It's mesugal for initiative on a personal level. That kol yachid v'yachid ba'asher hu sham. So each one of us, hopefully, is aware of at least some of what in our personal lives requires tikkun, whether it's avodas hatfila, whether it's the avoda of Shabbos, whether it's ben odom l'chavero, whether it's in the realm of gemilas chasodim, ben odom l'chavero. So hopefully, each one of us has some awareness of what it is to be mekabel upon ourselves, what it is that we can be misakein in this special time, which is so mesugo. But the hisorus and the school of being misakein is not only a chovas yochid, but a chovas tzibur also. It's also a special and unique opportunity for a tzibur, ba'asher hu sham, ba'asher b'nei ha-tzibur sham, to collectively be misakein. I think most people who've been around the yeshiva and the Kosla Beis Medrash over the years, I think will agree that the most potent and most wonderful koach for Dvarim Shavikdush in the yeshiva has always been the Talmidei HaYeshiva. So much over the years has been and continues to come about through that hisorus. In particular, there has been some interest expressed that as of late that there should be a Musaf Seder in the yeshiva. There probably isn't a better time for such a hisorus, for such a hishtadlus, for the Bnei Yeshiva again, with a hisorus, without anything being imposed, without anything being legislated, but to be mekabel upon themselves, collectively, to try to establish, again, as much as possible, as many people as possible who can participate in such a Seder. So towards that end, some of the Osim U'ma'asim, in trying to make this happen, there are going to be signs up, in Yitzhak Hashem, that people should sign up for a Bli Neder commitment, Shalom Nilochid Chas V'Sholom Ba'avon Nedar. So a Bli Neder Hischaivus for a 20-minute Musa Seder. Rabbi Olian has invested kochos in trying to jumpstart this, and it would be a tremendous way of taking advantage of the school of these days. Again, with his aurus for that tikkun, and a tikkun on the level of a tzibur. That people should accept that, again, bli neder commitment to write your name down, so it's a real, again, it's bli neder, to write your name down, to join in that seder, if one can envision beginning it right now, tonight, is Matovu Manoyim. If for this semester one's storim already are set and one doesn't have the flexibility to change, so then the commitment can be made as of next semester, and it would be a wonderful, wonderful way of, on the tzibur level, of taking advantage of the skula of these days to try to absorb so that we walk away from Hanukkah with some of that he'orah of the Mikdash until we're zelcha to the Mikdash itself.